Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Nash Carter has been released by WWE. For Thursday, April the 7th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. So the news broke late last night that Nash Carter has been released by WWE. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful revealed he was working to confirm the news before a short while later revealing that it had indeed been confirmed. Nash Carter, one half of the formerly reigning NXT Tag Team Champions, has been let go from WWE. Carter, along with Wesley of MSK, won the NXT Tag Titles this past Saturday at Stand and Deliver. This, therefore, seemingly vacates the championships effective immediately. Nash Carter's WWE release comes in the wake of allegations of domestic abuse from his wife, Impact Wrestling star Kimberly. As well as domestic abuse allegations, Kimberly also shared an image online of Nash Carter with a short mustache, hair pushed to the one side, and imitating an Adolf Hitler pose, essentially. PW Insider reports, while the context of the photo, not when it was taken, is obviously not clear, there is no way WWE was going to retain someone seen doing something so reprehensible. Carter's partner, Wes Lee, remains with WWE as of this writing. So the news this morning, the big story this morning, that Nash Carter, one half of the reigning NXT Tag Team Champions, has been released from WWE effective immediately. WWE Hall of Famer Tammy Sitch is believed to have caused a fatal car accident on March the 25th, 2022. This news coming to us this morning from a press statement released via the Ormond Beach Observer. The press release says Sitch crashed into a stationary vehicle at around 8:28 p.m. whilst, according to the police, under the influence of alcohol. Julian LaFrancis Lassiter of Daytona Beach Shores, who was behind the wheel of the stationary car, was later pronounced dead at Halifax Health Medical Center. Ormond Beach Police Chief Jesse Godfrey said the following: "Our hearts go out to the Lassiter family that lost their loved one in such a tragic event. Our goal at the Ormond Beach Police Department is to keep city roadways safe. So if you see a vehicle operating in a manner that leads you to believe the driver may be impaired, please do not hesitate to call 911. You may just save someone's life." Ormond Beach Police have also asked for anyone with information about the incident from March the 25th to get in touch.
I'm going to WrestleMania. Thank you. I see myself.
And you better not disappoint.
I'm going to WrestleMania. I'm going to WrestleMania! Yeah! WrestleMania coming my way. WrestleMania coming my way. Coming my way. I told you, baby. I told you. Seth freaking Rollins at WrestleMania, baby. We did it. Yeah. Yeah.
Seth Rollins was speaking to SI Media about a number of things, including some comments about Monday Night Raw. We'll get to those in a second. But asked about WrestleMania going two nights instead of one, Seth Rollins very much approves of this. He said the longer WrestleMania got, the worse it got. And the one in question is the New York WrestleMania, which literally, from the pre-show to the finale, was like 7 straight hours. And that is obnoxious. That is way too much wrestling. And mind you, my wife won the main event that night. They didn't go to the ring until after midnight. It's just asinine. And the crowd was tired. It caused such a catastrophe because the subways had shut down and no one could get back to where they were going. And that main event, which was awesome and super historic, suffered from just the crowd being drained. They wanted to be there for everything, but you only have so much energy. You know what I mean? You can only put so much caffeine in your body before your heart explodes. This led to a discussion on how Seth tends to prefer SmackDown over Raw, because he said, I think a 3-hour show for Raw is just obnoxiously long every week. Everything gets stretched out. You've got to fill 3 hours of television. There's just nothing to be done. So I think 2 hours is a beautiful kind of a number for a pro wrestling show. And I think it's easier to make everything mean a little bit more. On SmackDown, when I was there last year, I hardly ever wrestled on television. And so it was kind of a big deal. You look at Roman, he hardly ever wrestles on television. I think maybe a handful of times in the last year. So when he has matches at these pay-per-views, they feel like big deals. And on Raw, I've wrestled in like 26 5-star matches in the last 2 months. I do think 3 hours is just a lot to ask every week of a viewer. Of course, Seth Rollins' opinion, I think, is echoed by a lot of people. I think 3 hours is a long time for WrestleMania. But keep in mind, not long ago, Nick Khan did an interview. He was asked about the 3 hours of Monday Night Raw. He loves it because the revenue's great. In fact, Nick Khan said if he could get away with it, he'd make Raw 7 hours long. So that's what we're competing with here.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bring the bell! Multiple NXT stars could be heading to the main roster. Fightful Select are reporting that Gunther and Marcel Barthel from Imperium are being discussed to be brought to the main team. Now, where this leaves Fabian Aichner, we don't really know, because Aichner's a part of Imperium. Bit sad that he's being left out in the cold at this point. LA Knight is another name that's being discussed for a potential call-up. Five will say one of the pitches from LA Knight involve him potentially becoming a manager because he's so good on the mic, they'd like to make him somebody else's, corner person. And that'd be a shame to lose LA Knight as an actual, wrestler, which is what he's there to do. Could potentially be the way that it goes, though. Raquel Gonzalez is the other name that is being considered for a WWE call-up. There were several pitches to bring in Gonzalez over the last couple of years. None of them have really come to fruition, but they are very high on Raquel Gonzalez on NXT. So I think when the pitch is just right, do not be surprised if she makes her way to Mondays or Friday nights. Seth Rollins is being advertised for Friday night. He's set to appear on SmackDown in Milwaukee. Now, unclear as to what he's going to be doing at SmackDown in Milwaukee. and what they've got planned for him. It could potentially be a case that Seth Rollins is there in a non-televised capacity because, according to numerous reports lately, WWE have plans to use Raw stars at SmackDown shows going forward and SmackDown stars at Raw shows to help boost attendances. So by advertising a bit of a mixture of SmackDown and Raw stars for the live audience, you're going to encourage more people to come by and watch the show, in theory. Hey, this is a lovely bit of news. Declan James McMahon, the son of Shane McMahon, put out on Twitter, "I am extremely grateful and excited to announce my commitment to play football at Indiana University. Go Hoosiers!" Bless. Lovely news from the son of Shane McMahon. If you're wondering who Declan James McMahon is, obviously the son of Shane McMahon, but we've seen him on WWE television. WrestleMania 20, that video package they played at the beginning with Vince, Shane and a baby. That baby is Declan James McMahon, who's just signed for the Hoosiers. Good. You feel old, don't you? We send our best wishes to Layla Hirsch. She was injured during an AEW Dark Elevation match that was taped last night after Dynamite. It looks as if her knee buckled as she was landing after a flip off the top rope. The match she was having against Christina Marie was completely called off and Hirsch was helped to the back. We need an update still on Layla Hirsch. We're hoping it's nothing serious because she was really on a roll within NXT. No, within AEW. That's a misstep, isn't it? She was really on a roll within AEW, and I'm hopeful that it's just a smaller injury and we can see her get back to form very, very soon for AEW. Definitely not NXT. A huge AEW title match has been announced for next week's Rampage. We are going to see on April the 15th, Hangman Page facing Adam Cole in a Texas death match for the AEW Championship. Not long since we had a Texas death match. We saw Adam Page defending against Lance Archer, and these two, with a real history behind them, are going to headline a live episode of AEW Rampage coming out of Garland, Texas next Friday night. And what was Steve Austin banned from doing at WrestleMania? Pat McAfee reveals all. He was on the Pat McAfee show, was Pat, as he's one to do, talking about the entrance run-throughs before WrestleMania. He said he was watching Steve Austin's entrance prep, and he said he was working on his coming out, and we're in a different era now of the WWE that we were then. I go and watch this dude's entrance within an empty stadium. He goes right to that top rope, both middle fingers straight up in the air. He's doing his whole thing. And then I see three producers running over to him saying, "Can't do that, can't do that." So he does it again. Can't do that. Can't do that. So he just puts his fist up in the end. So then as I was watching him at the show, I was wondering, there's no way. There's no way he keeps that middle finger down. The middle finger from Steve Austin is coming up at some point. Last night, he had a couple. So a couple of middle fingers in there. Maybe a few thrown around. He dropped the SH1T word at one point. So there you go. If you wondered why there was a distinct lack of birds being flipped by Steve Austin, basically told not to flip any birds. The Cultaholic Classic Nitro review is back today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. Sam Driver and I are watching every episode of Nitro from the very beginning to its bitter end, or ours. Haven't decided which yet. And you can watch along with us every single Thursday. This is an interesting episode, actually quite an iconic episode of Nitro this week. Something big happens that really kicks the Monday Night War properly into the stratosphere. That'll be on the podcast feed later today. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, check out the history of Wrestling Society X. I was so excited to talk about Wrestling Society X. Like, just six episodes of barbed wire explosions and piranha death matches on MTV. It was a good time, and I share some knowledge with you at youtube.com/cultaholic. We are running out quickly of our Cultaholic wrestling buddies. You can get yours before they completely sell out, as well as loads of other great Cultaholic merch at cultaholicshop.com. And check us out at twitch.tv/cultaholic tonight from 6 BST. Sam Driver is back We had a wonderful time with Marble Mania last week. What Sam's got cooking up for us this week, you'll find out at 6 BST. And I will speak to you on the Cultaholic podcast feed tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.